Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We made it to Thursday, kind of a fast-moving work week. I think the Monday night game might have had something to do with that. Okay, so here's the deal. We have set aside some time right now to talk with attorney Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig, one of the sponsors of this excellent radio program, and my daughter happens to be an attorney there as well. To talk about these mandates and what you can do about them. I'm getting swamped with email now. Like, maybe Moog was the dam that broke, because I'm getting a ton of email now from people saying, just found out today that I either have to get vaccinated or I'm going to lose my job. And joining us from Hogan Willig is Corey Hogan. Corey, if people have questions, by the way, if you've got a question as you listen, I just ask that it's a quick question, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Corey Hogan, as a philosophical matter, as an attorney who has specialized in civil rights, among many other areas of the law, did you ever think you would see a day when in America people were told you either get this vaccine or you lose your job?
Good to talk to you again, Tim. No, and that's the kind of thing that is motivating us every day, as well as a lot of our clients, that they cannot believe that we're at this point in this country, based upon something that is serious, but not nearly as serious that justifies those kind of liberty infringements. It's ridiculous.
Okay, as far as the, I want to talk about some of the exemptions and how people can go about trying to obtain them. First of all, the religious exemptions. Corey, we've heard from some people who've actually succeeded in getting religious exemptions to any vaccine requirement.
Yeah, the two that I'm aware of course, are the medical one, which always exists, and the religious one, which in some cases is there, in some cases isn't. At this point, it's my understanding that there was an argument in the Court of Appeals last Thursday about the decision in Utica, where the judge there had indicated that you cannot prevent people from making an application for a religious exemption. It gets a little confusing because people seem to think that it has to be sometimes part of the religious doctrine or the religion that they belong to, when I think it's been clear, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, that it doesn't really want to get mucked down into the all the different doctrines and arguments and things of that. And really, it has to do with if an individual has a sincere belief that whatever his religion might be to him, that taking the vaccine would violate that belief. And if it's sincere, that in theory is what's required. It doesn't need a signature by the pastor. It doesn't need something by the bishop. It doesn't need something written in one of the commandments or anything like that. It's based upon an individual's own sincere belief that the use of the vaccine would, in fact, violate his religious belief.
What if somebody could not prove that they've even been to church in the last century, but suddenly they want a religious exemption? Is that going to be a problem?
I don't think going to church on Saturdays or Sundays or whatever day you go, it has anything directly to do with that religious belief. You could have a strong religious belief and not necessarily feel that going to a building once or twice a week or whatever it is part of it. So, in theory, that should still be fine. What's going to happen though is the employers typically have the upper hand. They can basically tell people, words to the effect of, I'm not going for a kiss off. We're not going to allow it here. Now you have an individual that's put in a position where his employer's telling him, we're not going to go for your religious belief, and if you don't come back to work or come to work, you're going to be fired. And so the person has got to, you can't go out and, hire a lawyer typically to take on your employer over something like this for less than thousands of dollars, and it puts people in an untenable position. It's just a mess that this vaccine mandate has put everybody into right now.
Corey Hogan, attorney with Hogan Willig, joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Corey, you mentioned medical exemptions, and I have only talked to one person on this show who was able to obtain a medical exemption, and that was for her daughter wearing a mask in school because her glasses got steamed up. I haven't heard of anybody successfully getting a medical exemption and keeping their job. Have you?
Yes. For the most part, it's somewhat more straightforward than a religious one, but you're going to need... to my knowledge, you're going to need a physician to support your application. You're not going to be able to do it, I don't think, without that. At least my understanding is of the medical exemption, at least in New York, is that it requires a physician statement supporting whatever your belief is in terms of why medically you should not be getting the vaccination.
As a practical matter, politics being what politics are, New York State being what New York State is, my understanding is a lot of physicians are very hesitant to write a medical exemption because they don't want to have to answer to some CEO.
Well, yeah, we've had that. That's certainly a real and practical problem. I mean, we've had situations like in the earlier in the summer where we had a couple of clients that actually had asthma reactions, where one of the clients was actually taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Trying to get some help from physicians can be difficult. They basically had a blanket rule that they weren't going to be involved in writing them, which to me is almost unethical. I'm not sure I can understand why they may want to put themselves in a position where they've got to deal with thousands of patients asking for medical exemptions. But I think to the extent that your patient legitimately should not be getting the vaccine, I think most physicians would recognize that, I would hope.
The Hippocratic Oath, first of all, do no harm.
Right. And then I've seen some cases where actually they've been successful where a physician... was a professor at a law school. Basically said that it would violate my oath to give you the vaccine because of your condition. And in that case, that person had previously been infected and had natural immunity. And that's a real powerful thing, Tom, that your listeners should be aware of. If I was in a position where my employer was saying, get vaccinated or you don't have a job, at a minimum, I would go out and get an antibody test, because the studies are starting to come out. We had one at the Cleveland Clinic. We had the one in Israel. And these are good studies where they're indicating that natural immunity is far, far superior to the stuff you're getting with these COVID-19 vaccines so far.
Well, since the last time we spoke, I now have natural immunity as well. Corey Hogan is with us. Hogan Willig. Let's take some telephone calls. And what we're going to do, we're going to bump Alan Harris traffic. We're going to make him wait 5 minutes just so we're a little less choppy. No traffic? All right, we'll have traffic at 4:30. We'll just do without it right now. We'll do without Alan. Let's take some calls for Corey Hogan on WBEN. First up is Gina in Amherst. Gina, your question about job mandate jabs.
Hi, yeah. So first of all, I just wanted to comment that, yes, it is very difficult to get a medical exemption because doctors don't want to put their name on it because their license could be revoked if something were to get investigated. And as far as the religious exemptions, it is very, you know, as a lawyer, you study the Constitution and you know the ins and outs of it. And for the government to, first of all, come and try to say that they have the right to mandate people to put something into their bodies when you hear all the time, my body, my choice, but that only refers to when you are about to abort a baby or...
Do you have a question? Gina?
Yeah. So my question is when number one, do you draw the line? And number two, for example, with Moog, I know they're doing a meeting tonight at 140 Pound Road with Todd Allninger, and I know that you are very involved too. But my question is, when does it enough become enough where the government realizes that religious belief doesn't just come down to the place of worship or what you state in the Bible, that it's a person's personal religious beliefs. And if you look at the Ninth Amendment.
All right. I think we get the point there. I've got a bunch of people who want to talk to Corey. I cannot just. Corey, at what point does it end?
Yeah, well, I think at the very end, I think she was right that it is a personal religious belief that controls. It has nothing to do with the necessity of any kind of a formal religion. And in theory, if you had the ability to fight it, and in theory, if you had a sincere belief, no matter what it's based on, but if you had a sincere religious belief that the vaccine violated your religious belief, then in theory, you qualify for a religious exemption.
That's the way it's supposed to work. Corey, I'd like your quick thoughts on this. Something Steve Cohen told us a while back that was very alarming to me. He made the point that even judges in 2021, judges seem to lack a fundamental understanding of the Constitution and our Bill of Rights as American citizens.
Not only do most lawyers and judges lack that skill, that knowledge, because you don't typically run into it in day-to-day work. It's not something that is usually in front of a judge. So it's not like they're, you know, they've fallen flat on their face in terms of studies. But the Constitution is something that, in an ironic way, it's an interesting time in our country right now because the Constitution, to my knowledge and all the years I've been practicing, has never been forefront as it is right now. So it is what is... I guess people are using as an argument, and ultimately it is the Constitution. The other problem we have is that this stuff is so complicated in terms of, you know, what the vaccine and the its effectiveness and the number of people that it's affecting and the damage to the economy and things of that nature that it's impossible for most judges, most people, to really understand exactly what is at stake here and what's going on. And they have a tendency then to believe what is in the news all the time in terms of, you know, this COVID-19 being such a killer, and that if we don't do something about it, the economy will never get restored and things of that nature.
All right, let's get some more calls on Corey if we can. Angie in Niagara, you're on WBEN with Corey Hogan. Hogan Willig.
Hi. So my husband is a TSA federal officer, and we've been watching people take a stand and do peaceful compliance. But as we were listening, they feel so scared and so fearful at the airport because of the fact that basically if they were to take a peaceful compliance and just stand and not go into the airport or anything like that, these guys are trained for terrorists. So if they don't comply to the mandates and the law that they're already equipped to, they're literally going to be arrested. So it's like they can't even do that themselves. Like everybody.
We're kind of fading in and out here with the cell phone. Are you familiar with the specifics on the TSA situation?
Myself?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm not either, and unfortunately the phone was kind of a quavering connection, which unfortunately happens. Let's get to Dan in Akron on WBEN. Dan.
Hi, Corey. I think when you talk about adult vaccinations, it's easy to leverage adults. Most of us are done having kids. A lot of us can't go more than one pay period without a check. They coerce you. They leverage you. Unfortunately, it's easy for them. When we talk about kids, other than the science that says they don't need it, I think people have the luxury of doing a blue flu or taking some time or homeschooling. The parents I talk to, even the ones that the adults are vaccinated, the parents, they seem real. Now, we'll see when push comes to shove that they're against it. My question to you is, if you had a silver ball, do you see school vaccinations for COVID coming down the pipe, or is that even a hard sell for Kathy Hochul in this environment?
No, I think that it is the way it's going. You're absolutely right. If there's any group of individuals that don't need a vaccination, it's kids under the age of 20. There's the percentage of kids that have died in this country is minimal. I think there has maybe been one in Erie County, and I'm not even sure that that's true. And in the state of New York, it's even the numbers are very, very low. So there's no question that kids do not die from COVID-19. And they're also the other side of the coin is that we don't know enough about the vaccines yet. That's the problem with these early approvals. These kids are going to have to live with this decision for the rest of their life. So I have seen some resistance on behalf of parents where they're not so sure they want to have their kid vaccinated. And I think that that's a healthy attitude to take, to at least to explore into it. Again, no one is saying don't do it if you want to do it. But I think what's being said is that you shouldn't have to do it if you don't want to do it, because there's just too much of a downside to it. And with the kids, there's not much of an upside. They're the last group that should be mandated into taking a vaccine.
Corey, are you guys still putting together various classes of plaintiffs to go against the mandates?
Yep, we're filing at least a couple cases next week. That's what I've been doing all day today, Tom. Actually, I've hidden myself somewhere, and I'm trying to work on writing this complaint. I'll be doing it today, tomorrow, and we have a couple of other attorneys doing it. We will be filing our federal lawsuits next week, and I'm not sure how many it's going to be, because we have different classes of defendants that we have to go after, different classes of that we're representing. But we will be filing, and we're going to do it a little bit differently. What's going on in the country is that there's been all kinds of cases brought, and none of them have been particularly successful. The ones that have been successful have been limited pretty much to making the religious exemption argument. There hasn't been really anything that's tossed that vaccine mandate out, doing it the traditional way. So you have all these different constitutional arguments, but at the end of the day, I think it's a lot of crap. I think what we have to do is convince a judge somehow that this whole COVID-19 reaction by the government is wrong, that it's damaging the country, it's driving a wedge between our citizens, and if it's not stopped, we're going to all be in a real, real mess, worse than we are now. And then there's plenty of constitutional provisions out there that can work. But at this point, I haven't seen any judge that really, to my knowledge, understands that they recite the CDC and the state's and federal government's position about all the deaths and things like that, but they haven't really got into the nitty-gritty, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Corey Hogan, grateful as always for your time. I wish we could have gotten more phone calls, unfortunately, it's just the way it goes. 636-7600 is your firm's number, and you have people answering phones there into the early evening, as I understand it. 636-7600.
Sure thing. Thanks, Tom. Enjoyable as always.
All right, Corey. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys, for the calls. And I'm sorry that I had to just rush through some of the calls, but the one lady was doing more of a speech than a question. And then the other one, the phone, I couldn't quite understand what she was saying. So I'm sorry about that. I hope we'll get Corey on in the future so he can answer more of your questions. Thanks to Corey Hogan, and thanks for your calls. I wish we could have gotten to more, but I think you see the importance of just asking a very quick question so we can get to as many people as possible, because I want to be as fair as I can to everybody as far as their time with Corey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Under the couch? Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio. Cops will never think to look there. Anyway, it's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Thanks to Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig for joining us the time he was able to do it. Guys, I didn't get the show back until 10 minutes after the hour, and we had very limited time with Corey Hogan, and I had to ask him a couple of questions that I thought were going to be the most generally interesting questions to the most of you. And then, frankly, when we have a guy on like Corey Hogan or Steve Cohen, I need people to, like, just ask a question and not go into big speeches and stuff, because it's kind of not fair to the other people who are on hold who get mad at me because I don't have a chance to take their phone call. In the future, wait, let's do this like a business memo of the 2020s. Moving forward, yeah, because every business memo since 2015 has contained the words moving forward. Moving forward, just like the faster you can ask a question, the happier everybody is, and then the less complaints I get from people who say, I was on hold, how come you let her talk so long, and I didn't even get on, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but Corey Hogan is like really... Believe me, Corey Hogan is super, super, super busy. So just getting 15 minutes, 20 minutes of his time was something. And we even bumped off traffic to make sure that we could get to some folks. Now, the one lady who called in about TSA, and I apologize, it's not her. It wasn't her as an individual, but the cell phone was going in and out. Like, cell phones are the best thing ever for talk radio, but they're also the worst thing ever for talk radio because of the fluctuating quality of cell phones. So anyway, I keep on getting, every time I open my email here, I'm getting people saying, uh-oh, we just found out today, or we also found out yesterday that we either are going to get vaccinated or we're going to lose our job. So I'm going to go back to something we talked about yesterday and ask you, what are you going to do if it's a choice between taking the jab or losing your job? And I don't know how many people at Moog are not currently vaccinated. Now, the rumor, and again, guys, it's a rumor. I have no idea if this is true, but the number that is tossed around of unvaccinated employees, which may be utterly without foundation, is something like 30%. Is that true? Is it not? I don't know. Maybe somebody who works at Moog can tell me what your people are telling you about the number of unvaccinated people. But you know, this whole thing, guys, it's so counterproductive and it is so fundamentally stupid. Moog, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and I could go on and on, General Dynamics. All of these places are vital, integral to our national defense. The people who work the important jobs at those places are the people who allow us to sleep at night without waking up with a Chinese missile in our butt. These are the cream of the crop people. Our defense establishment needs the big brains of the people at Moog and the other places I mentioned in order to function. Our armed forces are heavily reliant on the defense contractors to come up with the innovations necessary to thwart threats from adversaries. And we have a situation where, I mean, just ponder this, folks. An American president with an executive order, and then there are also some other OSHA things. But we have a situation where the biggest brains in the country who are defending the United States of America in their own way, they might not wear uniforms, they might have horn-rimmed glasses and pleated slacks, but they are the brains who make our military possible. So if you take those people and you say, oh, you're not going to get the jab, well, you're out of a job. Who's really hurting in the long run? Our national defense, folks, our national defense could be so adversely affected by this. And I don't know why the big brain people in the world, the people in power in Washington, or the Brian Higginses of the world, I don't know why they don't see this. What do you, I mean, if, think about this. This came up yesterday. Wernher von Braun was the head of NASA. He was also a former Nazi whose record they whitewashed. He was a member of the Allgemeine SS in the Second World War. But we wanted him because Wernher von Braun was a really smart guy when it came to rockets and missiles. And we really wanted to beat the Soviets to the moon. So we basically put Wernher von Braun in a laundry machine and cleaned him up and pretended he really wasn't a Nazi during the Second World War, working in a genocidal system. But if Wernher von Braun were alive today and he didn't get the vaccine, please explain to me how America's national defense would have benefited by canning that individual. Would they have said, sorry, Werner, old buddy, old pal, we're done with you. We'll let the Soviets have better rocket technology than we have because you won't get the vaccine. This is so counterproductive and it is so stupid. You people at Moog, and I mean, Northrop Grumman has a place in town. I mean, a bunch of the defense contractors have places in town, not to mention any contracts which might be signed with universities. RIT has a lot of involvement in the military and intelligence world. if you take the big brains who don't want to get vaccinated and you say, well, you can't contribute to the national defense because you won't get this shot, how do you have any idea how short-sighted and how stupid that is? If this were World War II and Europe was wrapping up and it was the New Mexico desert, Alamogordo, New Mexico, and Robert Oppenheimer and his crew, they were about to detonate the first atomic blast. Can you imagine Joe Biden saying, Dr. Oppenheimer, do you have the COVID vaccine? Oh, you don't have the COVID vaccine? Sorry, you're fired. It's insane to even ponder that. But yet, in today's world, that's what would happen. Oppenheimer, if he didn't want to take the vaccine, they'd try replacing Robert Oppenheimer. Try replacing Albert Einstein. Try replacing those people. It's just these people at Moog, our friends and neighbors, and we all know people who work at Moog, and sometimes they can't even tell us what it is they do at Moog. We know they work there, but what they do, above top secret, classified, whatever. We are actually going to hurt our national defense in this coercive attempt to get everybody vaccinated, and it makes zero sense. So if you're dealing with this at your workplace, I want to know what you're going to do. If you did manage to get a religious exemption, you want to give people advice on how you did it, great. Now, Corey has heard of people who've gotten medical exemptions. I've not heard from one person during today's show who has said that they have been able to get a medical exemption to the jab. There's something that is so incredibly messed up about this. There's something that is so incredibly illogical about this. You know, we're going to put our national, let me just get this straight. We're going to put our national security and our advantage in technology at risk because some brilliant scientist who's working on the next best thing in missile technology or hypersonic missile defense technology because they won't get vaccinated, we're going to say, well, you better go to the sawmill. We can't use you here. You don't want the vaccine. It's idiotic. It's absolutely idiotic. And, you know, we could talk about places like Moog, but there are a whole bunch of defense and government agencies. Most of you have never even heard of them, like SPAWAR, SPAWAR. These are super geeky individuals. So what, are we going to throw them under the bus if they don't want the vaccine? I mean, these are people who are smart enough to build a nuclear bomb, and we're not going to trust them to make their own decision regarding what they're going to put into their body? This makes no sense. So I want to find out what you are doing to deal with the mandate at your workplace and whether you've been able to get an exemption. And if the lady can call back who wanted to talk about TSA, I'd like more information about TSA. It's just that the connection was like, it was just wavering, and it was hard for me to understand exactly what she was saying because of technical issues. It's not her fault. It's just a phone thing. It happens. All right, let's get to your calls, and then I'm gonna make sure I get to call in the next hour ahead. Let's move on to the number one here, Jeff in Clarence. Hi, you're on WBEN.
Hey there.
Ooh, what's this?
And one of the concerns that we had is hospitals, like UB, Buff State, schools, were going to require that all the construction employees on a job site be vaccinated. And then, again, the practical nature is I have too many jobs for the guys that I have, and I have guys that I won't be able to send job to certain job sites. And basically, as of 2 weeks ago, all the hospital projects are not requiring that all the employees working on the site need to be vaccinated. They can test out of it because the practical nature is if Roswell or Children's or one of these hospitals is doing a renovation and all of a sudden the project, they sent a survey to a lot of the subs saying if they require the vaccine mandate, you know, how long will this add to the project? And I don't know the general consensus, but it's pretty interesting. The state did back down on that mandate.
And when you say the subs, you mean the subcontractors?
Yeah, so I'm a subcontractor. So a GC hires, you know, Roswell is going to renovate something, they hire a GC, and the GC hires 15 different subs. And the GC came to all the different subs and said, just how much longer would it take to get this job complete if there were a vaccine mandate? And so the state, I can try to send you any of the clarification, but like basically all these projects, our concern was that it was going to be a vaccine mandate, and they were talking about it. They were bidding jobs that way, like, hey, to renovate this job at UB, you have to be vaccinated, and all of a sudden people weren't bidding the job. Like, it would have put a huge wrinkle in commercial construction, and I think the general assessment was, since the areas that are in construction aren't occupied, so like patients aren't going into those particular rooms, that the state, the hospitals, all these healthcare systems did back off on vaccine mandates for construction.
Well, I find that very interesting, especially, here's why I find that interesting. Oh, we can go ahead and we can construct hospitals, but God forbid you might be one of the nation's top missile people or aerodynamic, aircraft engineers. You know, we're going to fire you. I mean, it's a national security issue. How do you possibly let the best and the brightest go who are defending our country intellectually because they won't get a vaccine?
So I guess the short answer is, at least we had one minor in the commercial construction, the practical nature of just the facts of, okay, this job that you now are under contract for is going to take 4 to 6 months longer. And based on the contracts that different contractors sign, we didn't change anything. You changed something. So
right.
You can't complain if the job costs 30% more and takes 4 months longer. And so at least the hospital systems, the state, they backed off on that. So there is one minor little victory in all this.
Well, I'm glad you had the minor little victory, but unfortunately, I'm afraid we're seeing a tidal wave of no common sense whatsoever, and this country. I'm sorry, but this country is totally different than it was 2 years ago, and I know that we're blaming COVID, but there's something that's really messed up that's going on. I mean, we weren't talking about supply chain issues 2 years ago. We weren't talking about $70 to fill up your car 2 years ago. There's something really weird going on that I'm not comfortable with. I'm glad you called in, man. I appreciate it.
Right. One more question.
Actually, you've got to wait till after the break if you want to do that, man. I'm sorry. It is 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, unfortunately, guys, I'm a prisoner of the clock. Not a slave to fashion, but I have to be a prisoner of the clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.